This scripture that we read today is one found in a handful of scriptures that are in all four of the Gospels. This is obviously something that sounds like too much to be true. Feeding 5,000 people, well, probably with women and children, 10,000 people, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 dried fish. But it was so important that God saw to it that each of the writers of the gospel recorded it. Each recorded it a little differently, with a little different emphasis. John being most different from Matthew, but all of them are in complete agreement with each other. It's just the writer found the need to emphasize different things. For instance, Matthew doesn't mention the small boy who possessed the bread and the fish. But there were two parties that took place very close to each other. Herod had his party, had his great dinner for the rich, for the powerful, for the people that Herod considered important in this world. And they were fed lavishly and filled with drink, all they wanted. And I'm sure it was an impressive party. But the aftermath of that party left John the Baptist dead, his body being taken away by his disciples. And then they came and told Jesus. And Jesus, in grief for his friend, left and departed and felt the need to get away. You know, the Jesus Christ that we worship is fully God, but he's also fully human. A great mystery, yes, but absolutely a great truth. And this fully human Jesus was grieving, just as he wept when Lazarus died, and just as he was moved so many times, as Scripture tells us. And Jesus departed to be in a solitary place with his disciples, so they could mourn John's death. But of course, this is not the way it was to be. When Jesus finally came back to land in the boat on the other side of the lake, the people were waiting for him. Thousands of them. And Jesus, we're told, had compassion on them. These people wanting to hear the word of God. These people coming to him. Some of them, perhaps no desire to hear the word of God, but wanted to see this Jesus that they had heard about, the performing miracles and healing people. And many of them coming, bringing the sick and the lame with them, hoping for health, hoping for a cure. We had our prayer request this morning. All of us know that we have people we care about deeply, and we hope for a cure. We hope for healing. And these people were no different, except that they did not have the marvelous health care opportunities that we have. In fact, they had very little hope. The cure for most illnesses at that time were that you outlive the illness. Jesus had compassion for these people. And he taught them. And he healed them. In this time, there were very few who had the ability that Herod had to throw a big party. It was all that the average person could do to stay alive, to earn enough money to buy or grow enough food to eat. It was unusual that they would eat until sated. Today we gather. I went to my brother's over in Cambridge, Maryland yesterday, and he had his annual crab feast, and the family and some friends were there, and they consumed 2 bushels of hard shell crabs along with many other things. No one left there hungry. But in that day, people went to bed most every night hungry. They ate to keep alive. And they saved what they didn't need to keep alive so that they could live another day. Jesus knew this when he taught us this prayer, saying, "Give us this day our daily bread." Because he knew that we need to eat. He knew that we need his word to sustain us spiritually, we need food to sustain us physically. Jesus had compassion on them. He healed them. But he also gave them the spiritual nourishment that they need. He gave them his words. He taught them. Many things were told. And at the end of the day, his disciples said, "Send them away so they can get something to eat," because they knew that there was many people, they were out here in the deserted area on the seaside, and they needed to be fed. But what did Jesus say to them? "No, don't send them away. I'll take care of it." Now, that's not what he said, was it? Did Jesus say, "I'll take care of it"? He did not. He said, "You feed them. You give them something to eat." Jesus is telling us today, it is up to us to feed his people. It is up to us to raise the money that for CCAP. It is up to us to donate to charity, to provide some of what we have for others. It's up to us to do the outreach and to reach to the mission communities. It's up to us to do that. But it's also up to us to feed his people. He said, "Feed my sheep." He told Peter this over and over. "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." He knew that they had to be fed spiritually. And whose job is it? Jesus says, "It is your job." He's calling you by name, personally. Absolutely. You go and bring the word to Jesus, and Jesus will multiply your word. Jesus will bless your word. Jesus will make the fruits of your word more than you could ever hope to. The loaves became enough. The 5 loaves and 2 fish became enough to feed over 10,000 people. And Jesus will multiply your word when you feed his sheep. Jesus will be there, but you have to be there. You can't say, I'll leave that up to the Holy Spirit. No, you can't leave it up to the Holy Spirit. It is what Jesus is calling you and me to do. He said, "No, you do it. You feed them." And the disciples brought him what they had, and they distributed to the people what they had. But this lesson was so important, not because it was a great miracle and 10,000 people were fed bread and fish. It's because 10,000 people heard the word of Christ and they saw the miracle only as confirming who Christ was. John tells us in his gospel over and over again, he doesn't call them miracles. He calls them works. He refers to them as proof statements. He doesn't use that word. It disappeared from my head at the moment. But John says that these are things that were done so that we would believe. The miracles were not important of themselves. Sure, they were important to the people who were healed, the people who were given relief, the people who were restored to life, the people who were fed. They were important. Those things are always important to us because we're humans, we have needs. But the importance about his miracles was that they proved to the people who Christ was. Even the Pharisees said that no one could do these works except it were from God. No one could do what you have done. Don't you remember when the Pharisee came to him at night? Secretly. He knew who Jesus was. Jesus fed the people because they needed to eat. And he didn't just feed them enough so they could get by until they got home. He fed them abundantly. It says, till all were satisfied. Do you understand how seldom it was that these 10,000 people in that day would have been satisfied, and like they felt that they had had everything they need to eat? And don't you know that Jesus satisfied them spiritually as well? Because just as he knows that we need bread, that we need to eat, he knows that we need his word. And it's only Jesus, the word of Christ, that truly satisfies. Could Jesus deliver his word to everybody in the world without our help? Absolutely. I absolutely know that he could do that. He is the creator. He is God. He could do that. But that's not his plan. Why he wants to use these imperfect vessels to deliver his word, I don't know. But I suspect it's because I need to be part of it. Because he's meeting my need as I deliver his word, and he will meet your need as you deliver his word to others. Only then will you truly learn what his word means. Taking the word of God and just holding it within you and not sharing it never lets you fully understand the meaning. It's only in sharing the word of God with others that we can ever come to understand the meaning of his gospel. He said, no, you feed them. And he says that today to us. No, you feed them. Feed my sheep. Share my word. And in the sharing of the word of God, the blessings are so bountiful because Jesus will take my simple words, your simple words, and multiply them just as he multiplied the loaves and the fish. And people will be sated, and people will be satisfied and filled. And we ask for his blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.